This is the first time On Win has returned to this former textile factory since U.S. sanctions forced it to close down a decade ago. The vice chairman of the Myanmar Garment Manufacturers Association says it used to produce polo shirts and other knit clothing for American retail giants such as Kmart and Walmart. But when U.S. orders stopped, he says more than half of Burma's 300 textile factories closed down and thousands of jobs were lost.
The quantity are not big quantity that we are receiving for these last few years. The order quantity is small and the size are so many. So everybody is waiting for the U.S. order because the quantity is big. So the factory can make more money.
Most of the remaining manufacturers switched to supplying Korean and Japanese markets. That has kept the industry afloat, but many acknowledge Asian suppliers have looser factory labor standards that may not meet U.S. requirements. Pak Chol-yol, owner of World Apparel Company, says the return of the American market is an opportunity for all.
If the United States lifts the sanction on Burma, then the level of the garment business will be upgraded. I wish to receive orders from the U.S. as soon as possible. The owners of other companies also want the U.S. to lift sanctions as soon as possible, so they too can work on orders for the U.S.
Garment Association Chairman On Win says reaching U.S. compliance requirements can take up to a year and can be expensive. Costly generators to deal with frequent power cuts and having to source materials from China puts the squeeze on smaller companies like Princess Power Manufacturing. Director Tun Tun says they want to attract U.S. investment, management, and technology, but they have to first meet standards for environmental protection, welfare, and labor.
If we can meet those criteria, they will place order. But we are now just on the beginning of the changes, but maybe some of our factories, they have already established the criteria set by the U.S. investors. Maybe some of us are not ready yet, but we have to make changes.
Economic officer at the U.S. Embassy in Rangoon, Machut Shishak, says he thinks American businesses can regain their lost ground in Burma.
I think part of that is a desire to diversify their sources of production. Out of China, out of Cambodia, perhaps just to reduce the exposure to different sole dependence on particular countries, to diversify that. And also, there are some advantages here despite the challenges.
Burma's garment manufacturers say once U.S. investment arrives, their main concern will be increased wage costs and competition for workers. Daniel Sharp, VOA News, Rangoon.